The House Ethics Committee met today for the first time since a major rules change. Republicans changed the rules to make it more difficult to bring action against a lawmaker accused of ethics violations. Democrats on the committee said it shouldn't meet until the rules revert to where they were before the allies of embattled House Majority Leader Tom DeLay changed them. NPR's Andrea Seabrook joins us from Capitol Hill. Andrea, this House ethics meeting is now over. What happened?
Well, members of the committee just left the meeting room with no progress on the ethics impasse. The committee chairman, Republican Doc Hastings of Washington, came out of the room and said, "We do not have a majority." He said, "The committee is non-functioning," and it appears that it is in the place that it was up to this point as well. And that means that the Democrats are refusing to allow the committee to even start its work for the year until Republicans agree to go back to the former ethics rules that were tougher and stricter than the ones that are in place now.
So the committee was meeting but not meeting?
The committee was meeting to try to do what's called organize, meaning to start its work for the year, decide what the agenda is, and so on. The Democrats, this is the one committee in Congress where there are five Democrats, five Republicans, the same amount. And so Democrats in this case can just block the work by, you know, no work done.
Andrea, how much of this is directly tied to the various ethics charges swirling around Tom DeLay?
Well, you know, he's sort of in the middle of all of this in some ways. He's the reasons the rules were changed in the first place. The bipartisan committee voted unanimously to admonish him three times last year. And, you know, aides tell me DeLay was enraged by that. So at the beginning of this Congress, the chairman was kicked off. The rules were changed. And now there are new allegations against DeLay, new allegations that would be ostensibly before this committee if the committee were able to even start its work. And, you know, that he took trips abroad, paid for by lobbyists and questions like that. He told reporters today that he's willing to even go before the ethics committee to discuss the allegations, but if it can't even start its work, the whole thing is kind of stalled out.
And Democrats see an opportunity here.
That's true. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid held a press conference today to say that, you know, this ethics rules change is just another example of what they call the arrogant Republican leadership. Pelosi, listen to this Pelosi saying Republicans have really changed over the course of their leadership in the House.
10 years ago, the Republicans, in their contract with America, claimed that they had to restore the trust between the American people and their representatives in government. Here we are today with a radical right-wing Republican majority, which is destroying that trust, which, to use the senator's analogy, doesn't want to play by the rules.
One Democrat said it was as if you made the batter have to agree with the umpire before you could call a strike, that's what the rules change is like. So Pelosi and the Democrats say Americans should decide if they still want Republicans leading Congress.
Andrea, on the Republican side, there was a Republican House conference meeting this morning. Tom DeLay spoke to Senate Republicans yesterday. What are Republicans saying about all of this and their support for Tom DeLay?
Well, that's the big question here, Melissa. I mean, right after Republicans met this morning, Congressman Dave Weldon, a Republican of Florida, said that you know, you have to think about this in terms of what's going on in the minds of voters back at home, that's really going to change the minds of the congressmen themselves. And so Weldon came out and he said lawmakers don't think this ethics problem and the DeLay matters are really what Americans have on their minds.
It's a strange world I live in. I go back to my congressional district, and the biggest question on the minds of a lot of people is price of gas and what are you doing about it, whereas I come here and it's Tom DeLay. And then I go back to my district, and most people don't know who Tom DeLay is.
Then again, Melissa, Republican aides tell me sort of more behind the scenes that lawmakers are starting to get some questions from constituents who are watching this, and they're waiting to see if they'll get more. I mean, if this turns into a national referendum of sorts on how Republicans are leading the Congress, then they'll really start to get worried.
Okay, Andrea, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook at the Capitol.